Over the last 20 years, I've driven everything from electric vehicles to cars powered by coal dust. All their proponents said would eventually replace those big, gas-guzzling engines found under the hood of virtually every car on the road today. Well, so far, it hasn't happened. It's hard to convince consumers to give up the internal combustion engine, at least until someone comes up with an alternative that's just as easy to operate and no more expensive. But in recent months, I've had the opportunity to drive several vehicles powered by something called a fuel cell. And this time, there may be reason to predict big change. The fuel cell was first conceived in the mid-19th century, but only found serious practical use during the Apollo space program, when it provided electricity for moon-bound astronauts. Actually, this technology isn't rocket science. You simply pump hydrogen into one side of a fuel cell's stack, and oxygen, or plain old air, into the other. In the middle, you put a thin sheet of polymer coated with a catalyst like platinum, and the two gases combine to form water and electricity. You use that current to power an electric motor hooked to your vehicle's wheels. The only thing coming out the exhaust pipe of the Daimler-Benz Neckar 4 is steam. Unfortunately, I don't know of any service stations in my neighborhood that can give me a fill-up of pure hydrogen. The Daimler prototype must tank up at a special depot, storing its fuel in highly compressed form. Even the most optimistic advocates say it would take a decade or more to set up a hydrogen distribution network. Yet several automakers, including Daimler Chrysler, Ford, and Honda, promised to put their first fuel cell vehicles into production by 2004. To meet that ambitious target, the first of these so-called FCVs will be equipped with a device called an onboard reformer. Think of it as a miniature mobile refinery designed to generate hydrogen from more complex but common fuels like methanol, natural gas, or even gasoline. That's bound to disappoint those who'd like to make a clean break from fossil fuels, but at least it gives you twice the mileage of a comparable internal combustion engine. That means half the global warming carbon dioxide, and essentially none of the other pollutants that normally spew out of an automobile. So far, so good. But there's a lot of invention left to be made before the rubber, or if you will, the hydrogen, hits the road. Back in the days of Apollo, a fuel cell system could cost several million dollars. Today it's down to somewhere between $35,000 and $100,000. The numbers are falling fast, but they still need to drop at least 1 to 2 decimal places. Fuel cells also have to come down in size, so you'll have enough room in your car for passengers and cargo. Yet despite all the challenges left to be resolved, industry leaders seem surprisingly upbeat. They hope to produce 1 million or more fuel cell vehicles a year by the end of this decade, and by 2020, FCVs could be as popular, they say, as the internal combustion engine.